Welcome to the Zillionaire Superstars podcast show with Angie Z. I'm a mindset coach, host of Zillionaire Superstars podcast show, and designer of Zillionaire Creations, entrepreneurial clothing line. I know the road to evolution starts with understanding the power of your mind. The problem isn't with what you're doing, it is how you're thinking. The Zillionaire Superstar podcast show shares with you the mindset tools and techniques used by successful entrepreneurs and business owners that created their level of success today, and shares how you can also do the same. Welcome to Zillionaire Superstars with Angie Z. I'm really super excited and very grateful to have the amazing Rachel Brooks on the show today. Rachel is an entrepreneur, author of Chasing Perfection, her brand new book that's just come out, host of the Confident Women podcast, and founder of I Am Athletics. As a fitness and lifestyle enthusiast, Rachel challenges and inspires women to let go of their limiting beliefs, redefining who they are and creating their own story. How powerful is that? A massive welcome, Rachel.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure. I've been super excited to talk to you. We've got a lot in common in terms of, you know, helping people with their beliefs, create new beliefs to create a new reality, so to speak, and also the health aspect. But we'll get into that shortly. Let's help the audience understand you a little bit more and know a little bit more about you. So just tell us in your own words what you do.
So in short, redefine who they are so they can step into who they're created to be. And what that really entails is, like, you know, for many of us, we have like these mental roadblocks that really just kind of get us stuck in certain areas of our lives, and sometimes we just need a little bit of guidance to help navigate through those, to really break through and break beyond our comfort zones and get to that next level. And I'm a firm believer that each woman has a calling within them, and that's that purpose that lies deep inside of us. And when we let go of what's holding us back, we're able to step fully into that, our calling, with confidence and purpose.
Absolutely. I love it. Where do you live at the moment?
I'm in Columbus, Ohio, and that's in the States.
Yeah. And so have you always lived there?
No, actually, I moved here about 15 years ago. I'm originally from Western New York in the Buffalo, New York area. So,
oh, wow.
You know, Buffalo was tons of snow. So I moved a little bit further away from the cold, not too far though.
Oh, fantastic. And what's your favorite book or podcast?
Well, I'd have to say my own. So Chasing Perfection and the Confident Woman podcast. So those two are my favorite, just because obviously I have a hand in creating both of those, and really it's just serving the community with all the things that I had wished, I guess, at the time of my journey were current and available. So it's something that as an entrepreneur I am passionate about creating and serving. So that's something I created for both the book and the podcast, to give back to those who need it just as I did back then.
Awesome. What would you say is the greatest takeaway from your book?
So there's so many takeaways, but I think ultimately it comes down to that you have the power to create your own story. So no matter what we believe about ourselves or what others tell us, you know, whether we're being held back from our own limiting beliefs, our stories, our excuses, our lies, our past, fear, whatever it may be, that when we step into who we're created to be, that's the creating of your own story. And ultimately that power lies within all of us. And it's just, you know, taking full responsibility of our own lives, and we get to navigate where we want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a choice. What's your favorite charity?
To the Anthony Robbins Foundation, which is near and dear to my heart because I just love his work, and just giving back to you know, those who need it as well. And I mean, I've gone through a lot of the personal development stages that he teaches and coaches as well, and it's just been transformational for my life as well as what he does for everyone else.
Beautiful. What's your daily success ritual?
my morning routine. So I know everyone has a different morning routine, and I actually wrote a piece on this that it's a morning routine, but I think so many people might get caught up in that trap that it has to be morning, but it's really about creating a routine that's something you can sustain and maintain throughout your daily habits. So whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening, but for me, it happens to be morning. It's just something I wake up early and I give myself about an hour to an hour and a half of just really me time. And it just helps me stay focused and centered. And I get to basically create my day from that point forward.
Fantastic. So what led you on this journey of entrepreneurship?
Well, I was thinking about this the other day. It's funny. I was telling my mother, I said, do you remember when we used to buy, there was these little cupcakes back when we were a kid, and I used to buy them with my allowance, and I would turn around and sell them to my family and relatives that would come over, and I would make a profit, and I was probably 8 or 10 years old at the time, and I would take that profit and reinvest it to buy more of these cupcakes and then these little, like, snack drink things. And so it was just kind of funny how it, when you look back at your life, you don't realize how much your life actually plays into this adulthood where, you know, somewhere in that middle ground we get lost and eventually we find ourselves. But I think overall, like, the entrepreneurial, like, passion has been in me since early childhood.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And so how long have you been working with women and helping them change their limiting beliefs or let go of their limiting beliefs?
We're coming up on 3 years since I started my own personal brand with the fitness and lifestyle coaching. But I was helping women prior to that. And also, like, along the start of my journey, I just didn't really turn it into that business aspect of it until, you know, roughly 3 years ago.
And so how do people find out about your work? Like, how did all this come about? Was it a result of your own journey that led you to pursuing this avenue, or...?
Yes, absolutely. It was, you know, like I said earlier, it's kind of like you don't realize where you're caught, like, getting stuck at until you break in through the other side. And it's so life-changing that it's almost like this gift that would almost be selfish not to share and a disservice to not give back to other women. Well, I mean, others in general, but obviously my primary, you know, primarily help women just because obviously the relatability and the you know, the things that I've gone through in my life, very personal.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's, you know, I help men as well, but, you know, with women, we tend to struggle with so many of the similar points. And, you know, when I started coming through and I realized if I had gone through the other side, then I can help other people as well. And it's just kind of been a life journey and a life mission for me to empower other women to come to the other side, you know, break through and just really step into life with confidence and really loving themselves wholeheartedly and unconditionally from within.
And so how long would someone work with you in doing this type of work, personal development?
A minimum of 3 months up until 12 months, because it really is that journey. And I know that there's so many different aspects out there, especially in the fitness space, where it's like, you know, lose 30 pounds in 7 days or, you know, like, and it's just, these are just such marketing ploys that, oddly enough, we just put out a podcast episode about this, and it was almost just like my take on it, because I was that woman back then at such a desperate pain point that was so willing to do whatever it took just to get out of that. And I fell victim to all of those marketing schemes and ploys and stuff. So yeah. It really is a quick fix to anything that you want to do in life. So, you know, I feel like a place for an amount of time to really make some traction would be about 3 months. But I have clients that have stuck with me longer because they're starting to make that progress and I help take them to that next step. So they want to continue this journey.
Definitely.
And having that accountability and a coach and somebody who has been there with them and through them, that's what people, you know, coming back and just... You know, I think overall, we're not meant to do life alone. And having somebody with you to help you along this way, it's, you know, like I said, I mean, it's been transformational in my life, but it's something that I'm a firm believer in as well, is that we cannot do life alone. We have to ask for help.
I love that. Yes, we certainly do. And not all of us are good at doing that, right?
Right. It took me a long time to figure that out. But the things that I have learned and overcome, they're just like, listen, if there's somebody that's like me then that's who I can help now.
Mm. Yeah. Gold. So what for you was one of the toughest challenges or, you know, one of your low points that helped you, you know, what was the techniques that helped you overcome that?
It was basically everything that I help coach with my clients right now, and that's letting go of limiting beliefs, redefining who you are, and creating your own story. So when I started to question everything, it was really just like this keen insight of self-awareness that, you know, for many, we might say we have self-awareness, but really do we? You know, you start asking yourself, who are you? What's holding you back and why? And these are some of like the hardest questions. They sound so simple, but when you really answer that with honesty and conviction, you're going to, you know, if you can't be real, raw and honest with yourself, then you're living a life kind of on a lie, you know? So really questioning who I was, what was holding me back and why I was here, that really helped bring that awareness and focus into what my purpose was. So in doing so, I really, like I said, question everything, start looking at what are some of these beliefs that are holding me back. How can I let go of those? How can I reframe that? How can I reframe this negative self-talk, the way I view myself, the way I speak to and about myself, and really start undoing everything so that I can step into who I want to be? And that's the creating of your own story. So all those stories of whatever you've been telling yourself or what others have told you all your life, that doesn't mean anything unless you're willing to accept it. So if you want to start over, you have to speak a whole new truth about yourself, and that's the person of stepping into becoming.
Yes, yes, very good advice. So did this occur for you when you were, like, just starting out in the fitness industry or, like, later on? Like, when was that actual pivotal moment?
It was actually after I've always had this fitness journey, kind of just this love-hate of it for, gosh, 20-plus years or so of my life. And, you know, when I first got into fitness from a place of, I was really at a low place, and that led me into my first fitness competition,
right?
Which I thought then eventually if I could master that fitness competition and get the perfect body and the perfect everything else, you know, my life would be perfect and happy because I had always been chasing perfection my whole life. And, you know, long story short, that part didn't pan out and I really bottomed out.
Right.
And when I was sitting in this, like, call it like my pit of despair, you know, I had this choice. Do I can continue sitting in this deep, dark, lonely pit, or I can climb out? And what if I climb out, I can't go back to the who and what I was doing before. So that was where, you know, clawing yourself out of this, and you kind of use like these metaphors to visually climb out of this pit. You have to let go because you have all this dead weight holding you down and holding you back. And so for you to climb out quicker and easier, you have to let go. And that was part of the journey of chasing perfection and letting go so you could step into who you're created to be. And that was, you know, identifying those, you know, like I said, the things that are holding you back, your lies, your excuses, your stories, your past, fears, all these things. And when you start addressing them head on, you get to have the power to either discard or keep what is continuing to serve you and let go of what no longer does. And you climb out of that pit. It's a slow process, but it's totally worth it. Because sitting in there and getting to that bottom wasn't fun. There was no happiness. There was no joy in my life prior to that. So, you know, once you come out of this pit, you feel like this champion, you know, like, I just climbed out of it. And you have this, like, you know, and you feel like this high that you've accomplished something. But not only that you've accomplished it, it's something that you worked so hard on that you're so proud of. You changed your mindset. You've worked on, you know, and I call this like getting fit from within. And that's really where you tackle your mental, your emotional, your spiritual, and your physical fitness is a reflection of all that inner work that's done in that pit.
Wow. That's huge. Yes. And it does take some time to get out of the pit. So it sounds like you went through a bit of a reinvention. You reinvented yourself in your life.
Yeah, I lost that old me in that just left her behind because she wasn't serving me.
Beautiful. So before you went into entrepreneurship, did you actually have a different career prior?
Yes, actually, I was working with a drugstore at the time. I was with the company for almost 9 years, and I had soared to the top, and I had reached all the promotions that I was able to get without having to relocate a second time into the corporate headquarters.
Right.
And I didn't want to go that far. That was something that, you know, once I've reached the level that I felt I wanted to do, I just felt like there's no more growth. And when there's lack of growth, you know, there's no joy in that anymore. If we're not growing, we're dying, right? So there was, I remember I just did not enjoy my job. I started to have this like internal conflict. And I eventually left after the 9 years and started a startup online marketing company with another. They were a startup company, and so when I was working with them, it was just kind of giving me a taste of like flexibility and freedom to really do something brand new. And I love that challenge. So, you know, having that work, you see the rewards right away, and it just really kind of reignited that entrepreneurial passion of mine from way back then.
Yeah.
So I've been for a few years and continue this entrepreneurial journey for quite some time. And here I am now.
Fantastic. Amazing. Amazing. What a difference. And so when you're working with your clients, do you have a particular belief process you walk them through, or like, did you create your own, or do you use a particular model?
I have my own, and for each client, it's completely different. So there is no like cookie cutter, and I'm totally anti cookie cutter in anything. So I mean, especially in the fitness space, you get a cookie cutter diet, cookie cutter workout. Mm. Well, you're not going to get the cookie cutter models either.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess another one of my, you know, firm beliefs is there is no one size fits all. So each one of my clients would come to me with something completely different. And although the framework is still laid in place, each one has that one-on-one attention. You know, working through whatever areas that they need guidance on. And that's kind of the beauty of the journey, is that I really get to work with them alongside and help them come through. And of course, you know, one of the biggest, you know, I don't want to say complaints, but, you know, for many clients, when they're first starting out, and especially when I use that analogy of sitting in that pit, it's messy, it's scary, it's ugly, and it's hard work. Mm. But you have to climb through it to get to that other side. And that's where having that accountability and that coaching comes in place, where, you know, you're not in there alone. And that's where I wish that I had somebody at the time when I was in that pit to come through. So, yeah. You know, I feel like having somebody with you makes it easier, and it helps give you that confidence as well that you can do it. So, you know, like I said, with each one of my clients, they come to me with something different. And it's great because we're all more alike than we are different. So even though they're getting different coaching, they're getting it from the others as well.
Mm. Okay. So in terms of, you know, letting go, you mentioned that quite a bit, and we do hear that term a lot. It's heavily used, but I don't fully believe that everyone appreciates just what it means. I think it does mean doing different things, you know, like you said, no cookie cutter approach to it. So for you personally, what does letting go actually involve?
It's funny that you mentioned that, because I was actually, when the term letting go or let it go came about, like at this point in my life of my journey, it was when that Disney's Frozen song came out, and all I kept hearing was let it go, let it go, let it go. And it was just, it almost irked me even more. I was like, what is this stupid let it go? I just remember, I was just like, I can't even say that word without singing it. And, you know, and so when the term came about, I just, you know, I really did sit with this, and I was like, what does this mean? What does let it go mean?
Mm.
And of course, it depends. I mean, from a Disney character to, you know, real life situations, in everybody's, you know, where they're at is completely different. So
that's
how
right.
It applies to you is different than mm-hmm. me. So for me, though, I think overall letting go was really surrendering to that process of just being. As a perfectionist, I was constantly in that need for control, to do more, to be more, to please more, to strive more. And when I let go of that expectation and literally just sat in this moment of surrender, I started to be instead of do. I started to be present. I started to be aware. I started to be who I was inside without wearing these masks, without trying to do the next thing, without thinking of what's next to come. And it was in that surrendering moment is really where I stepped into that phrase of letting go. And, you know, now I can actually say that without singing it because it has a personal meaning to me now.
So. That's beautifully said, Rachel. I think that's probably the best explanation I've ever heard. And it's funny how you talk about being rather than doing, because I think, you know, a lot of us are guilty of that, myself included, being a control freak, want to know what goes on next. Like, I've done this, what about this? Like, yeah, it's just never ending, right?
Absolutely. And that's that constant chase for something, you know, and I, for me, it was a perfection. And I think the perfectionism was, you know, just the strive to be enough.
Yes.
And, you know, when we chase perfection, we know we're never going to win. It's this unattainable carrot that's dangling in front of us that we try harder. You know, like I said, we're always doing, being, and striving for something bigger, better out there.
Absolutely.
But we never stop to really appreciate what is currently right here in front of us. And that's like really stepping into being grateful, for being present, to be aware. And, you know, perfection just ultimately leads to burnout and exhaustion. And that's where I definitely hit my bottom, you know, after, you know, a physical limitation really set me back, but just mentally and emotionally and just spiritually, I was just completely crushed. So being physically incapacitated and those other three were just, you know, downright in my pit. So, you know, just actually taking those moments to be present allowed me some like rest. And it gave me some of that recharge to really gain that clarity of what I want to do, where I want to go, who I want to become. And that's the process of surrendering and letting go.
Beautiful. Amazing. Yeah, well, as well, you would have understood like a lot of the, you know, how to overcome mental challenges and physical challenges, given all of your experience with the bikini and bodybuilding competitions. So how long were you involved in those for?
So my first competition was in 2012, and I didn't know it at the time, but 4 days prior to my competition stepping on stage is actually when I ruptured my L5-S1 disc.
Oh, wow.
And the pain was excruciating. But I had come that far, and I said, I'm not going to quit. You know, I got this show in 5 days or 4 days. I have to do this. And I just pushed through the pain without even stopping to really understand that what my body was telling me, that my body even said, it's enough. We, you know, have to keep doing this. And, you know, I was so disconnected from my mind and my body that I just basically told my, you know, my body to like, suck it up. We got a show to put on.
Yes.
And it was just, you know, pushing through, and that pushing through and the ignoring my body's alarm signs exacerbated the pain. And, you know, for walking around for 4 months with a pinched sciatic that, you know, unfortunately even 8 years later, I still have permanent nerve damage. And that's why it's so important to listen to your mind and body. So at that time, that was in 2012, and then after doing the inner work and coming back as who I want to be, I competed again twice in 2015 and twice in 2018.
Wow. Yeah, because it's so disciplined and structured, and you've got to eat at certain times and eat the right amount of food, and like there is so much more to it than people realize, and even just the preparation for the competition itself is just absolutely insane, let alone all the physical challenges. So given that you've been through all of these experiences, what would you recommend for other entrepreneurs out there in terms of their mindset? What has helped you overcome challenges in your life? What would you say?
First and foremost, I would say ask for help. You know, when people ask what is the best investment for business, it's self-investment. What is the best investment for self? Personal development, growth. Constantly learn and grow every single day and embrace failure. Failure is going to be your very best friend along the way, and it does not define you. And that's you know, every day I fail at something, but I don't look at it as that I failed, because I've reframed my language, because this is everything all part of the process. I've now learned something new every single day. I've learned what didn't work. I've learned how to improve, how to do something better, to, you know, refine something. And, you know, I hear along the way, like, I think the ultimately of not being enough, but second to that would be I'm afraid of failure. And we can't be afraid of failure, because that would just hold us back from everything and anything we want to do in life. And that's just
definitely
how you face your fear. How you overcome fear is just literally facing it. You try something.
Well, it's how you learn as well, isn't it? Your greatest learnings come from your failures, not your successes. And it's so true. Success can be like a nanosecond, a minute in your life, compared to learning so much from one, you know, failure, or, you know, failing 10 times throughout a year or whatever the case might be. You learn from every single one of those far more than the success that you achieve.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just, and it's all part of that learning process. So if you redefine how you if you redefine how you define failure, you know, you can really create that word to mean whatever you want it to be. So for me, I reframed it. It's not failing, I'm learning.
Definitely. And I think it just gives you the opportunity to do things differently. That didn't work, so I'll try this. And it also shows that you're progressing as well, because you are attempting to do something different. You're pivoting, you're changing the way that you do things. So you learn so much just as a result of doing that. You know, like if you fail at something and you keep going like 20, 30, 40 times for you to get it right, it doesn't matter. It's all learning.
Absolutely. And that's where I think so many, we just get caught up on taking that first step because we're afraid to fail. But what you're saying is that you're afraid to try.
Yes.
Because you have to try.
Yeah.
You're going to fail and you're going to suck at the first time of everything. But the more you do it, the better you become, and that builds that consistency, that confidence, the experience. And we forget. It's like we just want to go from the starting line to being experienced, to being confident, to being whatever it is. But you have to take that first step. And in that first step, it's going to suck. So I tell everybody, like, think of your very first time of anything, doing anything.
Right. Exactly.
It was really
hard. It's all about your mindset and how determined you are to do something and achieve your goal as well, I believe. But I actually refrain from using the word try because I don't like it. And I do believe there is no try. It's either you do or you don't. There's no in between. You know, like you can do something over and over and over again, but I just avoid using that word.
I just say it because, I mean, it's like, you know, give it a go, whatever you want to.
That's right. Like, yeah, exactly. No. And I hear you. It's hard to find a good replacement word. Exactly. Well, it's been an absolute delight talking to you today, Rachel. So what is the best way for people to get in contact with you?
You can follow me on all social medias at I Am Rachel Brooks. And also the name of my website is IamRachelBrooks.com. And of course, to hear more about my story, I've poured out everything from the most real, raw, and the most vulnerable points of my life to the lessons and takeaways that I've gone through to overcoming. And the feedback I've gotten from my book has just been, it's been amazing to know that when you bury your heart and soul into something, and to see that your words are transforming other people and helping them navigate their life, that's one of the biggest compliments as an author that one can receive. So I hope that your listeners will take advantage and just check out Chasing Perfection, A Journey to Healing, Fitness, and Self-Love. And I'd love to connect with those who have read it, and I want to hear more, you know, the stories that they've overcome, and just really connect, because like I said earlier, we're more alike than we are different, and you're not alone.
No, and I will say that I absolutely love your posts. They are so beautiful and relatable, and you know, you talk about a lot of things that, we're all going through. Like you said, we're all connected. And I just love that refreshing honesty and enthusiasm that comes through on your posts. It's just amazing. So keep up the great work. Thanks so much, Rachel. Thank you for listening to the Zillionaire Superstars podcast show. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We'd love to hear your comments and reviews, so please leave a review on iTunes. For further information, visit angelinazimmerman.com, and I can't wait to catch up with you next time.